Attention, South Dakota residents. Everything is fine. Everything is beautiful. Go back to your homes. Go back to your jobs. Trust in the authority.
Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep.
Keeping you docile and distracted during times of uncertainty. This is the South Dakota Department of Propaganda Podcast.
Welcome to the newest incarnation of the official South Dakota Department of Propaganda podcast. I've missed you all very much. I'm experimenting with some new automation. I'm hoping we'll make it easier to produce this podcast and hopefully get back to a more consistent release schedule. So bear with me as I get the hang of some of these new programs. So you may have noticed I am posting way less to the main page, SDDP page of late. To make a drawn-out, boring story as quick as I can, Facebook started tagging memes I shared back in mid-2023 as violating their terms of service. Now every time I open Facebook as my main page, I get an ugly warning about how my page is in jeopardy. Meta's lack of appreciation for the people who make the content that keeps people there will never cease to amaze me. If you run one of the other propaganda pages out there, just be prepared to get flagged for everything leading up to the election. Enough about Zuck and his assholes. So in this first return episode, we'll take it slow and start with some recent South Dakota political news. We'll talk a bit about why, if you live in Sioux Falls, you really need to vote for Jordan Deffenbaugh of City Council. Then we'll see where we end up from there. First up, a little news. Governor Kristi Noem's recent endorsement of Chaya Raichik, the operator of the controversial social media account Libs of TikTok, has sparked significant concern among critics. In a tweet dated April 12, 2024, Noem praised Raichik for boldly taking on the Libs and encouraged others to follow suit. This endorsement not only amplifies the account's far-right and anti-LGBT messaging, but also seems to leverage this controversial stance to promote Noem's upcoming book, No Going Back. Libs of TikTok, run by former real estate agent Chaya Raichik, has gained notoriety for reposting content from left-wing and LGBT creators on platforms like TikTok, often accompanied by hostile commentary. These posts have been criticized for spreading misinformation and hate speech, particularly concerning medical care for transgender children. Raichik's approach has made her a well-known figure in conservative circles, where her nearly 3 million Twitter followers as of early 2024 reflects significant influence. The account's activities extend beyond simple reposting. They have incited harassment against teachers, medical providers, and LGBT venues. Some instances escalated to threats of violence, including bomb threats. Critics argue that the account's rhetoric severely impacts the well-being and safety of the communities and individuals it targets. Governor Noem's endorsement of Libs of TikTok is troubling, as it not only condones but promotes a narrative that has demonstrably led to harassment and threats against marginalized groups. Her attempt to capitalize on its controversial appeal to promote her book raises significant ethical and moral questions, suggesting a willingness to engage in or endorse divisive tactics for personal or political gain. In the political arena, where leaders are expected to protect all constituents, endorsing a platform that fosters hostility and division undermines these fundamental responsibilities. As public figures, leaders like Governor Noem have the power to influence public discourse. Their endorsements matter, as they can either contribute to the polarization of society or foster a more inclusive community dialogue. Unfortunately, in this instance, Governor Noem's actions appear to prioritize divisive rhetoric over unity, with potentially serious consequences for the communities affected by the narrative she supports. The critical response from various sectors suggests a growing concern over the direction of political discourse and its impact on societal harmony. Recently, the Dakota Scout, a South Dakota news site, weekly newspaper, featured a guest column by a man named Chris Larson. It was entitled A Snake in the Garden, which for those of you wondering, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably part of the snake he's referring to. If you've ever wanted a minute-by-minute description of what a conservative boomer thinks as they slowly succumb to the lead poisoning, this is the column for you. Normies think Alex Jones is a kook, and Anthony Fauci is a well-meaning health expert. The following is a very small select list of my criticisms of his garbage guest column. Larson starts by categorizing people as normies and non-normies. Grown-ass man over here needs cute internet names for things. I guess I missed the part in the Bible about being a condescending prick to anyone different from you. I bring that up because Larson has a quote-unquote Christian podcast. Fun fact, in his most recent episode, he compared children to pets and erroneously states that that is how ancient people saw their kids, and actually pined to return to that era. Fascists love to hearken to a fantasy version of the past that never happened. If you study them, it's a huge part of their worldview, and Larson is all on board for it. One of the first lines of the column lets you know the level of mental illness you'll be dealing with. Normies think Alex Jones is a kook, and Anthony Fauci is a well-meaning health expert. Oh boy, an Alex Jones fan. Wonderful. Larson makes several bold and sweeping claims, such as, the Marxists have totally captured every single institution in our country without providing evidence to support these assertions. This undermines the little credibility he had left at the start of the column. I'm pretty sure this guy wouldn't know what Marxism was if Lenin rose from his tomb and ordered Larson shot. Larson loves him some ad hominem attacks. The article contains personal attacks against individuals, such as referring to Lee Schoenbeck as King of the Swamp, and implying that he is similar to Chuck Schumer and Liz Cheney. I have to wonder if takes insults as poorly as he delivers them. Then we come to the meat of the column, where he uses the story of Adam and Eve to draw parallels with the current political landscape. Larson is just lucky that being reductive wasn't listed as a sin the Ten Commandments. Calling it a strained analogy is an understatement. The article criticizes the recent legislative session in Pierre, and before you get all excited that we might agree on something, like most MAGA, he fails to provide specific examples of legislation or policies. Additionally, the author does not offer concrete solutions or actionable steps for readers to address the issues raised. Of course, we get some vague allusions to internet pornography and trans people being a threat, but other than the usual rounding up the gays bullshit, nothing of substance is offered. Larson refers to ex-normies and awake mode, which is hilarious because you can tell the word he really wanted to use was woke, but the darn gays took them from him. In conclusion, Are You a Normie? By Chris Larson presents a critique of South Dakota's political landscape as imagined by a Christian fascist fever dream, using the only tools members of the MAGA death cult have: generalizations, personal attacks, and divisive language.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but that...
Next, I want to finish by talking about the recent municipal elections in South Dakota. I'm sure you've heard about it already, but turnout was abysmal. I realize a lot of our voter apathy in South Dakota is a result of one party having control of every institution in the state. But municipal elections are the most important elections, despite the fact that we treat them as an afterthought. They have the potential to affect your day-to-day life way more than a president ever will. Anyway, if you live in Sioux Falls, you still have a chance. There will be a runoff between the two leading candidates for the last contested at-large seat on the Sioux Falls City Council. It's between the moneyed establishment candidate Richard Thomason and the energetic outsider Jordan Deffenbaugh. I'm here today to tell you the South Dakota Department of Propaganda officially endorses Jordan Deffenbaugh from the Sioux Falls City Council. If we're going to see change to the current stagnant politics of South Dakota, we could do words that start with Jordan. Here's some points about why you should vote for Jordan on April 30th. Jordan Deffenbaugh knows Sioux Falls because he's from here. Going to construction sites around the city with his father at an early age, he witnessed the growth and expansion of Sioux Falls firsthand. He is a candidate that is doing the work. Jordan has been involved in dozens of community projects across numerous domains. He has an incredibly diverse array of experience engaging with community members on the ground. He is a candidate that is not afraid to get his hands dirty. To understand the complexity of our community, Jordan confronts community challenges by embedding himself at the root of the issue. He is a candidate that builds community and connections. Through his work with the BAM Institute of Civic Biodesign, Jordan has established numerous community efforts, such as the Sioux Falls Tool Library, Citizen Taco, the Whittier Neighborhood Community Revitalization Collective, and Strong Towns, Sioux Falls, Freedom to Build. Sioux Falls is booming, but our success today has roots in a time when our city was small. Our core neighborhoods and commercial sectors were built by entrepreneurs who could dream, unburdened by regulations that discouraged small-scale neighborhood and commercial development. The limits of current ordinances, rooted in generic city codes adopted nationwide, are hindering our potential. Sioux Falls deserves a unique vision, free from unnecessary regulations. Let's empower our citizens to shape the city. Doing the work. Join Jordan in the mission to strengthen and rejuvenate core neighborhoods. Through community engagement models that work, we can replicate triumphs and transform neighborhoods across Sioux Falls. Initiatives like the Community Revitalization Collective, the Sioux Falls Tool Library, and the Preservation Kitchen at the Union Gospel Mission showcase neighborhood-led successes. Spirit of Community. Jordan's bold vision for Sioux Falls is a tangible outcome that we can realize through fiscal responsibility, efficient governance, and traditional development strategies. Creating the conditions for all citizens to prosper and enacting cost-effective neighborhood-led initiatives will manifest a resilient Sioux Falls, a city built by all of us, for all of us. Thank you for listening to the South Dakota Department of Propaganda podcast.
Feel no shame for what you are. Feel no shame for what you are.